a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thursday night, the 1st of November, 2007. Glad you're with us for the program. Oh, yeah. Okay, tonight it is your night. Ladies and gentlemen, you rant number two on the program tonight, where you get to call up. And yes, you get 3 minutes on your own. 3 minutes on your own. And then you can just let it all hang out. Can't cuss. Pick the topic you want to talk on, and boom, we'll let you go. For 3 minutes, and if you're really good, we let you go longer. All right, so glad you're with us. Our number is going to be 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So smile as you dial and dial early so you can get in for a night of You Rant. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable here on the Midnight Rider. Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com are going to be with us. And it's always a good show. We're going to go over the news, and there's a lot of news to talk about, a lot of things to go over and to look through. Chat rooms are open, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. If you want to jump in those, we'll do Mouseketeer Roll Call here after the break, which comes up in just a minute. Checking Ron Paul's donations. It looks like they're just kind of allowing them just to kind of continue. Did about $2.6 million for the month of October, and they're still going onward here. And so we're, let's see if we're about up to 2.7 yet. Not quite yet. It's like $2,661,000 for the quarter so far. And then checking over at thisnovember5th.com. I know the numbers over there have been going up somewhat, and so I'm looking forward to see how well those numbers are doing there. And they've got 15,405 people who have pledged to give $100 to Ron Paul on the 5th of November. And if you haven't made that pledge yet, head on over to thisnovember5th.com. That's thisnovember5th.com. Help Ron Paul build a war chest. Maybe actually win this bad boy. Back in a minute with Your Rant, and I'm going to rant on O'Reilly for a while tonight, too, as well. That and oh so much more right around the corner right here on the Midnight Rider.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us tonight for You Rant, the number again is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Real quick, again, we'll run down the ground rules here. You can pick the subject, yes. You've got 3 minutes. If you're pretty good, you get to go on for an additional 2. I may, as the host of the program, may or may not interject with questions. I will attempt not to. And if I do, I will try to give additional time if I do interject with those questions. So dial in if you've got something you want to go off on about and twist off on. But we have to be nice. We cannot use obscene language. I know as many of you are listening on the internet and they think this is open season as far as the language is concerned. I'm sorry, it's not. The show is on a number of micro FM stations across the country and they don't need the hassle. But here's your opportunity to sound off. You got something on your mind that you want to get off. Tonight is the night to do it. Pick up the phone and call us 800-313-9443. And coming up later, I'm going to rant about Bill O'Reilly and his latest little diatribe that he's gone on and how he is trying to cast a light on us. And I got to stop now on him, because if I keep talking about it to set the thing up for later, I'm going to start ranting now, and that's not going to be a good thing, because we need to do Mouseketeer roll call and then get to Felix so he can rant. In the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, the RBN chat room, we've got Catherine, Fresh, John G underscore DDI, Stephen C, and Wolf. Over, and always more come along later, so just feel free to drop in there. Over in the Midnight Rider chat room, we have one, which is the loneliest number you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Avery Jane, Antonio loves MySQL. If you're wondering what MySQL is, it is a database engine used on most websites in this day and age. Dark Horse, Diva Baby, my daughter is in there. Haven't seen her in there for a while. Doug James, J.D. Spido, Josh K. Barker, M.T., Chris Lee, Lucas Michael Vale is in there hanging out, Mike C.T.W., Pamela J., Paul Chowda Ruvia, Pillbox, Raising, Starshine Hippie Chick, Sidetracked, Thomas Paine, and What's in Rice. All hanging out in the Midnight Rider show chat room. And so glad everybody is there in both rooms. So just pick a room, whichever one you want to go to. There's always good conversations in both. The one is at republicbroadcasting.org. The other one is at midnightridershow.com. And if you want to drop me a note about the show, if you have comments or suggestions or the like, let me know. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. Now, let's strap in. It's you, Rant. First off is Felix. Felix in Texas, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you ready to rant?
Yes, I am.
All right. Your time starts now.
Okay. I'm 34 years old, and I was convicted of sin at the early age of 8 by the Spirit of the Lord at church. And the pastor gave an altar call, and I realized I needed to be saved, so I went down there as a child. Since then, I studied the Bible day in and day out, and now I'm 34 years old, so I've had a long time to study the Bible. And the whole time growing up, I was always looking up from the pages and looking around the world that I lived in to see if it matched the supposed predictions and whatnot, and hoping that I wouldn't recognize the world around me, that it would line up with the pages of the Bible, and it actually did. And subsequently, I've been, you know, a freak the whole my whole life. And now that everything is coming together with a one world government, one world religion, one world leader, one world currency right before my eyes, I'm not so crazy anymore. And I'm just glad that there's networks like this where people can share and wake up. And my only thing, you know, with this New World Order thing is I just pray that everyone just accepts the free gift of salvation from our Creator, who is Jesus. You know, God came in the form of flesh. His name was Jesus. He paid the penalty for our species, which is sin. And we don't go to heaven because we're good. We go to heaven because we've been forgiven by Him, and that's something that you can't earn or work your way through. And I believe the rapture is going to happen. The church is going to be taken out of the world. And the New World Order will have no opponent, and it will just take over the world in the name of peace. And then 3.5 years into it, the Antichrist will sit in the Temple of David, the must-be-rebuilt temple, and he'll declare himself God. And then that's when all hell will break loose for the next 3.5 years until Jesus comes back with his saints. That's my rant, and I hope everyone gets saved.
Good rant, Felix. Let me ask you a question. As someone who believes in the rapture, do you think that Christians should be hoping the rapture occurs soon or later so you have more time to save additional folks?
Well, we should all be hoping for it to come soon. Paul had told Jesus, even so, come quickly. You know, and obviously he didn't live to see the second coming. But, you know, that's what we're supposed to hope for it, and then get as many people as we can saved, because it's not about It's just about the fact that this is a fallen race. It's not a religious matter. It's that we're a fallen race that has fallen from a spiritual being to a physical mortal being. And because of that, God allowed this plan to occur that he could reunite us back to our original state, which is both perfect flesh and perfect spirit. Obviously, they'd have to be, you know, reconformed, which they will be. Our bodies will be just like Jesus' body. We'll be able to walk through walls and transport ourselves from different dimensions. So that's the new glory.
But the Bible says that you already have that power now.
To do what? Walk through walls?
To do what he did. The Bible says in the New Testament that the church has the same abilities he had. Raise the dead, even.
Are you speaking of the miracles that he said that of these you will do, and even greater you will do?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, as far as that goes, you know, there are testimonies around the world where people are being raised from the dead. You know, you never hear about them, but they do happen, and people are healed from sicknesses. You know, so I believe that we're fulfilling that. But, I mean, what was your point again?
Well, I was just saying, I mean, the church already has the ability to do that according to the New Testament, so it wouldn't be anything that they would
have added on.
What I'm saying
is when the rapture comes, our physical bodies will be remade in a split second, in a twinkling of an eye, and we will meet Christ in the air with our new bodies. And those will be the new bodies that we'll be able to come back to earth in 7 years with Christ and set up Christ's eternal kingdom on the earth, and for 1,000 years we'll be priests of the earth.
Right.
Now the people that are left behind that don't believe in Christ, that survived World War III and the nuclear holocaust and the judgments of God, that small population, if not for the return of Christ, would be obviously killed. So that population will repopulate the earth over the next 1,000 years, creating a still mortal race with Christ as the governor of the world for 1,000 years. There won't be any death, there will still be death, but there won't be any, you know, evil in the world for 1,000 years. And then after that 1,000 years is up, Satan will be released one more time, and that's when Jesus will defeat him for the final time. And that's when the great white throne judgment happens. That's when all the people who never believed in Jesus or didn't accept his salvation, they'll be judged. During the rapture, the Christians, good and bad, as far as behavior goes, you know, they'll be judged for their good and their bad, but they'll still go to heaven because they accepted the free gift.
Let me ask you one other question, Felix. Does it disturb you at all that the concept of the rapture was not taught until the late 1880s or 1890s, and it didn't appear in any type of Bible until the Scofield Bible after 1910?
Well, that's what mainstream thought, but there's actually been evidence in the 5th century that was being taught. And I don't know the actual guy that did it, but it was a philosopher, I believe. And so they were teaching that, but it got covered up and, you know, I guess not, it wasn't really preached as a foundation throughout the ages. But there has been proof that the preaching of the, you know, because the Bible says that he will keep us out of, you know, destruction. Like in Sodom and Gomorrah, he wouldn't destroy the city until they got all the people out. So God has a history and a reputation of saving people before he destroys a city or whatever thing.
Well, one other conundrum for you then here with that. If it didn't appear in a Bible, in a modern-day Bible until after 1910, and you had this huge council that decided on what books of the Bible and what things were included from the Bible. Since that information is not in there, and you believe that to be part of the Holy Word of God, does that mean that the Bible is still endowed by the Creator? I mean, you know, the literal
inspired
Word of God. Yeah, it did. Yeah, inspired. Is it still that, or has man had his influence on it?
Well, no one will be able to answer that question until they get to heaven and find out if it ever has. But there's a warning in the Bible that says, don't even mess with a jot or a tittle, or you'd be better to throw a millstone around your neck.
There you go, Felix. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Excellent rant, by the way. Back in a minute with more. This is The Midnight Rider. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Do it, man.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, Thursday night edition, November 1st. Can you believe that? I mean, this year has flown by. I mean, boom. We're there, and one of my daughters will turn 8 this year. Wow, and I just had a daughter turn 21, and the month before that, the other one turned 23. I feel old. I feel old. I'll be 42 this month, and I feel old. All right, Steve in Texas, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Oh, fine. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. You ready to rant, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to rant.
Get after it.
Since we're all talking Bible tonight, I want to rant against religious Christians.
Feel free. The stage is yours.
Well, let's first talk about this tribulation thing real quick. Apparently, these Baptists like to believe they're going to be whisked off, and if you don't believe in rapture, you ain't going to be in it, right? But if they read Matthew 24:20, he tells them, pray their flight is not in the winter or on the Sabbath. And he also says in Acts 14:22, well, he doesn't say it, but confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. In Revelation 7:14, he says, "These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes." So you're going to go through tribulation, friends. You ain't going to be whipped up 3.5 years before. It's just a fairy tale. So I'm going to rant here. So this gets into the other things that I say, I know the Bible says against dogma, and I'm going to blow your mind with the very last one I'll say. There's not a Trinity. There's not three gods. It's the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit receives direction from the Son or the Father. It's not a God. That comes from the occult. Trinities are not in the Bible. There's no pre-tribulation rapture. When you die, you do not go to heaven. If you read John 3:13, he says, "And no man has ascended to heaven." And Acts 2:34, "For David has not ascended to heaven." And in Revelation 21:3, "The kingdom of heaven is coming to the earth." Why do you want Christians want to fly off to heaven? And you don't go to hell for eternal torment when you die. That's a fairy tale. Because even the Catholic Church last year changed purgatory all of a sudden. So when little babies die, they don't go to purgatory now. They'll just go to heaven. Well, thank you, Catholic Church. Anyway, let me go on. There's no.
It was nice he could work that out, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's no dead saints listening to you. Mary is dead. She can't hear you, my Catholic friends. Jude is dead. Y'all need to understand, when you die, you go into Sheol, the pit in the ground, and when Yeshua comes back, he will raise the dead. And then those in Christ become saints. And then they get the robes, and then we have a war, and then the people are risen. Jesus died on a Wednesday, and he was raised on a Saturday. It's very spelled out if you take the time to research it. And I can go on and on with this stuff, but let me blow your mind with the latest one, then I'll be quiet and see what you want to say. But the Bible explicitly tells us over and over and over that the sun is rotating around the earth. The earth does not move. Psalm 93:1, the world is immovable. It does not move. You know, you read in Isaiah, they turned back the sun 10 degrees on the sundial. They didn't turn back the earth. It says on Job 26:7, he hangs the earth on nothing. So there's 67 references I have here that says the sun moves, the sun goes down, the sun comes up, the sun goes around. No references that the earth moves at all. It is the center. And then now we can get into conspiracy theory about Copernicus, who was a sun worshiper, and NASA, who's been feeding us all this stuff. Now I'm going way off. I'm getting wacky here, but you look at the rabbis of the time and you read their writings, and they said, well, if they want to say now that the sun is the center, that's fine with us. We'll just roll over. So, you know, the Bible is explicit, and all these religious people that don't follow the Bible is what I'm ranting about. You know, this Mosaic law that now Jesus said you can eat any food. He never said that. These were parables he spoke about. I have a problem with religious people, except for the Bible people that are not religious, and I think you need to rise above religion and get out of your dogmas and really see how it all fits together, because it's a big jigsaw puzzle, and you got to take all the pieces and fit them all together.
Yeah, Steve, I'm beginning to think that religion is more used as a method of control.
They're all cults. They're all controlled. Fritz Springmeier, bless his heart, used to say that all religions were controlled by Freemasonry. It took me about 5 years after hearing him say that to realize he was right, except for maybe some of the minor ones. But they are cults. They're controlled entities. I mean, you look at it, if you've got 460 religions in America, at least 459 are wrong.
Well, that's very true.
And the truth is that the Jewish people on this side are saying all these people that believe in Jesus are wrong, and all these Christians are saying all these Jews are wrong. But the reality is, from what my opinion, what I've come to find is, it's simply the Mosaic laws apply to anybody that wants to follow these laws, and when you fall, you say a prayer to Jesus. It's that simple. And they didn't have churches back then. They assembled. The word church was added in the later Bibles. And Paul was not a Christian. He was a Messianite. They changed all this stuff.
All right. I appreciate it, Steve. We're out of time. We're going to take a quick break. Good rant. We got good ranters tonight. Any subject you want to talk on, we'll talk on. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Number 313-9443 is the number. If you want to join us tonight here on the Midnight Rider, it is You Rant Night, where, yes, you are the star of the program. You got something you want to get off your chest, something you want to talk about, something you want to discuss? Here's your platform, as long as you talk nice, don't talk naughty. 800-313-9443. We give you 3 minutes. If you're exceptionally good, we let you continue on, and I reserve the right to interject and ask questions as we go along. Steve in Ohio, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'll try to split this up into 2 1.5-minute rants.
All right, your time starts now.
Okay. First of all, these oil companies are really getting under my skin. You know, you go to these gas pumps and you pay a lot for a gallon of gas now. You know, before you could, I remember my wife and I, we could travel every year. We would take a vacation. We would travel all the way out to the West Coast, and that would be impossible now. You could never do that. So that's out of the question now. And you pay that big high price for this gasoline, and then you see, have to watch these oil companies report every quarter, report the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits they make. And, you know, you think about a working person, you know, a lot of times they have to sacrifice to buy that gasoline just to get to work. And here's these people making these billions of dollars worth of profit. And then to turn around, you have to turn around, and the government subsidizes these companies. So in other words, our tax money has to go on top of all this money we pay them at the pump, and we have to give them money, you know, in subsidies. That's my first rant. Now, the second one is I've been watching this financial stuff and these banks. You know, a working person, you know, when you go to get a loan from a bank, you have to be perfect. Your credit has to be perfect. You have to be, everything has to be in order before these banks will loan you money. And, you know, I understand that, you know, but here's the thing. Now, you can't make a bad business. You can't make a bad financial decision, or you can't, you might have good credit for 50 years, A1 credit, and if you get down sick or if you just accidentally have a problem somehow, you're just nothing but trash and your whole life is ruined for the next 10 years or maybe the rest of your life, you know, depending. And but these banks have been making bad decisions, and every time they do that, the federal government bails them out. And that's us paying for that, you know, or eventually right. We're going to have to pay for that. And wouldn't you think a banker would be a good businessman that would make good business decisions and good financial decisions? You know, but every one of these bankers, they make these bad decisions, and we have to bail them out. The same people that they look down on when we have a problem, we're the ones that has to bail them out. And I don't think anybody's paying attention to that or something, because just like nobody cares, you know. But it's crazy, you know. How many billions of dollars have they pumped into the stock market and everything to bail these people out? Would they ever do that for you, Mike?
No.
If you had a problem, you know?
No.
Ain't nobody going to help you. You're going to have to figure it out yourself. But these, you know, these, and most of these people, you know, they're filthy rich people that run these banks and everything, and they make these terrible decisions, and we have to bail them out.
Well, and you raise the proper adjective, filthy.
Yeah.
I mean, just, the whole banking thing's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, the fact that, you know, you say you have $10,000 in the bank, and you can loan 10 times that, which means you can loan $1 million.
Yeah,
I mean that's insane. And now some of the banks are allowing to do 25 times.
Oh, I know it's unbelievable. You know, I know the poorest of poor people. I have a lot of good friends. It's just poor, and them people would be better at handling money because they have to survive. They would be better at financial decisions, better than them bankers, because they know how to handle their money and they pay their bills. You know, they worry mm-hmm. about paying their bills and everything. These bankers just throw money around, and we have to make up for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, but see, when you know you these bankers and things, when they control the government, they control the purse strings as well. And when things don't go well, they just take it out of a different till. I mean, after all, they're printing it anyway.
That's true. Can I go one more?
Go one more.
Okay,
you're doing a good job.
I was reading a news story about them letting this guy that I guess this guy stole a bunch of high-tech stuff and sold it over to China, you know. And this is a lot of military secrets we had where it was this high-tech stuff where they could actually use this technology to make cruise missiles. And this Chinese man, I guess he sold it to his country over there, stole it from us and sold it to him. And I just read that they let this guy, they dropped all the charges on this guy and freed him, let him go. And it's just unbelievable. This is cruise missiles is going to maybe hit us someday, you know. And then I read a local news story about a young boy or young man here that wrote a bum check for $10 to buy his kids milk. Okay. He didn't know what else to do. He couldn't find a job, so he wrote a bum check out for $10, and he's in prison now for 2 years. Now, just compare them two stories. Something isn't right here, you know?
Yeah, it's something terribly, terribly wrong in all that.
There's too many wrong things going on now. It's just, you know, it just really gets to you sometimes. But
yeah, it does. Steve, I appreciate your call.
Okay, see you later, Mike.
Good job, good job, good rants. Thank you. Paul Chowder Revere, all the way from Boston, Mass., eating the clam chowder, watching the Sox play. How are you? Welcome to the program.
They won the series. What do you mean? It's over.
It's over. See, I don't pay any attention to that mainstream media stuff. I'm here too busy doing this. How's it going, my friend?
Good, really good, actually, Mike. Thanks. My rant's pretty simple. It's definitely going to deviate from the past couple calls, but the first part of it is I'm tired of Gate. I'm tired of people attaching Gate to whatever type of criminal activity or, you know, whatever they see for corruption coming up. They just attach Gate to it. I think I'd like to expose the fact that you can't do that. It was called Watergate for a reason. It was a hotel called Watergate. You can't just detach a gate off of it and stick it to any old type of crime you like.
So what should we call it? Should we call it like water fence now, or
no? Watergate's fine. That was the actual crime. I mean, that's what Watergate.
Yeah, but I'm
is,
I'm talking with just, other things. With other things, what would you have a new name for it, or
for what? Just crime in general? I mean, that's
well. I mean, say like the just pick a scandal. Do we add fence to it or gate or? Well, we can't use Gate because that was the Watergate Hotel, but I know what you're saying.
They just used that gay Republican sex thing. It was a bathroom gate. They just used Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots. He was camera gate because he was caught spying on the other team or whatever. They, you know, Bill Clinton, when he got caught selling secrets to China, it was called China Gate. Well, you can't do that because it's retarded. My second point is my second rant is people that go out and buy American flags and these little pendants and magnets to stick on their car, and the goddamn things are manufactured in Taiwan and in China. They don't even bother to see that it's not even made in America. And they're like driving oxymorons.
They got them for a buck. That's why.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really
support the troops. Yeah, to hell with the economy and the industry in this country. I support the troops, baby.
And my third rant, to make it a briefer, to make it a superfecta, is the Kool-Aid. I got to clarify the Kool-Aid thing again. When people say, "Would you drink the Kool-Aid?" or "Oh, he must have drank the Kool-Aid," can they specify which Kool-Aid they're talking about? Because I don't think they really know whether it's the Jim Jones of Jonestown Kool-Aid with the cyanide in it, or whether it's the Jerry Garcia electric acid from the Kool-Aid test of the '60s. One's going to kill me, one's I'm probably going to have a pretty good time. So since it's such a difference, can they please elaborate which Kool-Aid?
Yeah, and in the case of Bill O'Reilly, I would, you know, when he starts mentioning Kool-Aid, I wonder if there's not a gas leak at his place.
Yeah, well, and then you got Rush Limbaugh, who's just an admitted loon who takes Oxycontins and all types of medications and then rationalizes how people after the 9/11 truth movement should be in rehab.
Well, I mean, you know, here's a guy that, you know, addicted to Oxycontin, and now he needs a cochlear implant and Viagra.
Oh, the hypocrisy.
Yeah. He's just lucky his vision didn't go.
All right, Michael. I just wanted to get those off my chest.
I appreciate that, especially the gate stuff. I mean, what would you call the situation with Larry Craig?
Not bathroom gate. I mean, I guess you would call it weird Republican looking for some fornication in the bathroom scandal.
Well, that doesn't make it. That would be like a huge thing on Fox News. They would take the whole screen.
Ah, you're right. It has to be media friendly, huh?
Right, and that way you wouldn't be able to see the Fox News anchors with their skirts cut all the way up to their butts.
How about another day in the empire for every time something goes wrong?
There you go.
All right.
Or was oops? That wasn't me. That ought to be this. Well, you just play that over and over. Oops, that wasn't me.
Yeah. Oh, or you could do the Urkel one. Did I do that?
Exactly. Exactly. That wasn't my hand. Somebody else's hand. Yeah. I didn't see it. Paul, I appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, Mike. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Yeah, the stuff that we talk about, the labels and things that we put on things. just instantly. And then and these Fox News chicks. Somebody sent me a photo here recently. Their skirts are very, very short. Whoa. I mean, they're short. I couldn't believe how short they were. 800-313-9443. If you want to join us on the program tonight, 800-313-9443. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program. You're on.
Yeah, bro. I got a couple of rants here. 1244 a.m. up here in Montreal, Canada. I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of the whole frickin' New World Order and the frickin' mainstream media trying to tell me what I don't know. You know and I know what's going on, Mike.
Yes.
You know and I know that we're being lied to every single minute that we get on mainstream media.
Yes. This is your rant. I'm just listening. This is your rant.
Okay, bro. I'm telling you, man. Like, you keep telling us, don't feed the freaking beast, okay? And yet every day we go to the beast for our information. The information that the beast is giving us are all lies, okay? Whether it's Wendy's hamburgers are $1.99 or Walmart prices are dropping and our prices can't beat you, it's all a lie, okay? It's like, stop it already, guys. Frigate. We know we're being controlled. We know we're being managed. We know we're being micromanaged. We know we're being chipped. We know we're being ID'd, whether we like it or not. So let's take it to the man now.
Is that the rant?
That's the rant.
All right, that's a short rant. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Good. I agree. It's just a matter of not letting them control you and waking up from the conditioning. I mean, in some areas you can't stay out of Walmart. That's part of the problem. They've run everybody out. You go through a small town in America now, and where 20 years ago, these downtowns were vibrant. You know, a Saturday morning in a downtown was like an event. You had the local guy who actually sold electronics, televisions, washers and dryers, a local jeweler, a local clothing store, furniture store, all those things that were in the downtown districts, they're gone. I mean, they're out of here. And the problem is they're not coming back. And, of course, you had Walmart for so many years going on with this. Well, it's American-made, proud to be an American. Yeah, huh? Okay, now it's we're proud, it's very Chinese, we like it cheap. Pass those savings on to you. Well, it's broken. Yeah, but you didn't pay nothing for it, did you? No, okay. Never mind the lead paint and never mind the poison in the food. It's okay. It's cheap, 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 cheap. So there you go. absolutely amazing. But yeah, there's so many levels of control in all of this. It's a matter of just deciding you're not going to allow yourself to be conditioned by this stuff anymore. And you just step back from it and say, this is it. Everything so much is a lie. So much of it's a lie. Yet people accept it. Why? Because they've been conditioned to accept it, because a lie has been sold over and over. Harry in Colorado, welcome to the program. You're on You Rant.
Yeah, yes, Mike.
Yes.
I got a couple of rants.
All right, now we may have, let's do the first one, and then we may have to hold you over after the break because we're getting close to the break. So go ahead with the first one.
My first rant is the church-going hypocrites. They really get to me. They go to church every day. They pray their heads off, and then the minute they leave the church, the heck with everything else that goes on around them. They do not ever try to fight the evilness that goes around them. They never call a congressman and complain about what's going on in the government. They never make a call. The minute they leave the church, they figure that fact that they've gone to church, that's all they need, and they're going to go to heaven. Well, God doesn't want you just to exist in the well of the evilness that goes around. He wants you to fight the evilness. He wants you to be a part, fight for Christ and fight for God. And it's it's a battle. It's a battle in this world, and you're supposed to take the right side of it, and you're supposed to do something about it. And going to church every Sunday is not going to get you to heaven unless you do something for God and stand up for Christ and learn what Christ says. In the Bible, it says, faith without works is dead. Did you ever hear that saying?
I have indeed, yes.
Yes, well, that's what that means. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't have any works, if you don't do anything to fight the evilness in this world, you're dead. You're really dead in the Bible. And it also says in there in the Bible that harlots and publicans will get to heaven before the hypocrites. They are the bottom of the stack as far as God's concerned. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like hypocrites, and neither did Christ. Okay, that's my first one. You want to wait for your break?
Yeah, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to the other rant.
Got
Harry
comments?
In Colorado here. Yeah, hold on. Hold on there. We're going to take a break. We'll get your rant on the other side of the break. If you want to join us in the conversation, you got a rant, call us up, 800-313-9443, and rant away. Everybody gets 3 minutes, and if you're doing exceptionally well, we let you continue on. If you can do more than one rant in 3 minutes, have at it. Back with more in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I got the young
at 800-313-9443 if you want to join us on You Rant. And still to come, my rant on Bill freaking O'Reilly. I was talking with Harry in Colorado. Okay, Harry, rant number two.
Okay, the next one is about our wonderful Federal Reserve Bank.
All right.
Ever since its inception in 1913, this country has been on a downhill run. You think about it. The money has gone bad. The gold price has soared. It was the current currency was stable for years and years prior to the inception of the Federal Reserve. Now look at it. It's in complete turmoil. And the Federal Reserve reducing interest rates every so often is creating a crisis on the dollar. It's making a run on the dollar all over the world. Everybody's dumping it. I've even heard that Saudi Arabia won't even accept dollars anymore for the oil. I don't know how we're going to buy our oil. I guess we may have to convert it to another currency before we can buy the oil. And they're talking about $150 a barrel oil. What's that going to do to our economy? Where are we headed for this? And the gas prices, they're predicting $7, $8, maybe even $10 a gallon for gas. And until we get that dollar, we start protecting that dollar and back into our dollar by keeping those interest rates up, not down, like the Federal Reserve has been doing. We're going to be in real economic trouble here.
Yeah, indeed we are. Is that your second rant?
Yes, that's my second rant. And I think we're headed for a recession and economic turmoil in this country if we don't get that interest rate up and protect that dollar. We got to do something about the dollar. It's collapsing around the world. Everybody's dumping it. Even China's dumping it. They're dumping the dollars as fast as they can get rid of them. Even the Canadian banks are dumping the dollar. What is that? Where are we headed with this?
Yeah, and what does it say when your own currency is being driven into the ground by a currency called the loonie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that sick? Well, the loonie's beating the dollar. Well, yeah, we're all crazy anyway for allowing this to go on as long as it has. Yeah, Harry, good rants indeed, and I appreciate the call. And our economy is on the way, but folks, this is by design.
Yeah, well, it's deliberate. Yes, it's planned. It's planned that way. It's not an accident. It's planned out that way.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. I appreciate your call tonight, Harry. Thanks for calling in. A good rants. Well, we've had an hour of good rants. But you've got the dollar dropping again. I think the euro is like at a 1.45 euros to the now. With the dollar, so that is what is it like? 1.45 dollars for every euro. And that's incredible. And it's going to continue to go up. I mean, we're well under the 80 mark where, you know, they said that was the danger zone. It's been down around the 70 mark on this dollar index. And oil up over $96 a barrel today. There's questions about production as far as gas is concerned. Mexico's production has gone down. Some of their leaders are coming out and saying, oh, we're running out of oil here in Mexico. Sorry, wrong answer. But again, you know, it's to drive these prices as high as they possibly can. You've got a lot of people who jumped out of the hedge fund markets who are now smack dab in the oil futures, and they're talking $125 a barrel for oil in the very near future as more people jump into this market at $800 an ounce for gold, folks. That's huge. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.